I know you guys are pressed for time. Second generation.
Sorry, just repeat your name again.
John Auer, O-U-R. I've been in the second generation. I've been on my own for 32 years, and I don't know anybody here today. I feel like a kindergarten kid with sitting with a bunch of college kids with your numbers and stuff. I used to fish year-round. This year we've had tremendous weather to fish. I haven't fished. To me, fishermen are not overfishing. I think it's, no matter where we're going with this, the gray seal population off of Cape Cod is a nightmare for us. When you people target gray seals to see what they're eating, you're missing the point. They're eating the bellies of the fish. I made a trip last year 60 miles offshore in January. They had eaten 25%. I put my gear in at 12 o'clock at night. I picked it up at 9 o'clock in the morning. They had eaten 25% of my fish overnight. They eat the bellies. They don't go to the beach. They leave. They spend their summers on the beach when they can eat bass, bluefish, skates, and dogs close to the beach. The fall comes. It started this year, the second week in November. I go anywhere from 200 pounds to 2,000 pounds to 4,000 pounds, unmarketable pollock, that they go along and they rip the bellies out of them. They get a lot of them on the way up. They look like tuna fish on the machine. They get under the boat. I can't stop it. But a lot of the fish are getting tore up on the bottom. They don't eat the fish. They eat the bellies. And I agree with all the other guys they came up here with today. In the last 4 years, I've seen a drop of 69% in my codfish landings this year. 4 years ago, I landed 180,000 pounds of fish. This year, I landed less than 20. I look for groundfish. I talk to draggers. They're not finding them. Fishermen are not to blame for a lot of this. I don't even think you people in the science can keep up with what's going on in the gray seal population, especially east of the Cape. When I grew up, my father was a fisherman. We fished inshore in the winter. You could saw the boat in half with a jig line and not catch one codfish of any size right now. It's that bad. And then is the winter, like I said, the only time we can catch any fish is when the seals move back to the beach. And as soon as the fall comes, all the forage fish move off the beach. They go to the deeper water. The seals follow them right off. We have a population of 15,000 on the Cape. You probably read about the Tuckanuck thing that came out in the Cape the other day. The population is growing somewhere between 7 and 13%. I honestly think that's a low number. I fish monkfish and skates in southern New England in the winter. Every year now we have to go deeper and deeper to get away from the seals. Put seven nets on a string last winter, they ripped the bellies out of the monkfish. They're not eating the fish. So when, by the time, a question I have for scientists is, you're not seeing the scat showing pieces of codfish on the beach. They're living offshore. Their fecal matter is going into the ocean. It's not going to show up on the beach. I don't think we can even keep up with this today. I know we need cuts. I still have two kids to put through college, but I'm not depending on it on groundfish right now. I went dogging by myself last summer. That's how bad it was. So I appreciate your time. I know this is a hard thing. I think we need to cut the fish. I'm not going to create a lot of friends with people with big iron in the room here today because they're struggling harder than a small boat fisherman is. Their expenses are huge. I know that. But I honestly don't even know if we can keep up with it today with the gray seal population the way it is. I had a scientist from Woods Hole call me up 6 or 7 years ago. I had 5,000 pounds of discards one day. They went along. They ripped the bellies out of every single one of them. We just quit. I'm just feeding them. If that's how bad it is. You know, if you guys doubt me, I'll take you out. You pull up your high flyers, they're sitting around the gear, and the fish have already been destroyed. Thank you.